Thanks for tuning in to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Over the past few weeks, we've been hearing a lot about personal protective equipment, or PPE. These are the goggles, garments, and masks that aim to keep doctors, nurses, and other medical staff from being infected with the coronavirus, among other bugs. A Quincy, Illinois company was not on the radar of a lot of hospitals until about 2 months ago, when the COVID-19 pandemic began creeping across the United States. Denline Uniforms was started by two brothers in 1992 to meet the needs of dentists and lab workers, but now they're finding their PPE is in demand for hospital workers, too. Joining us on the line now is Dennis Adams, co-owner of Denline Uniforms. Dennis, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you have questions or concerns about the availability of PPE here in Illinois, give us a call, 800-222-9455. Again, that number is 800-222-9455. So, Dennis, I want to begin by asking, what products have you seen the most demand for? And maybe the right question is, what is the biggest increase in demand for products that you've seen?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Brian. The sharpest increase we've seen over the last 60 days, we offer both disposable lab coats as well as reusables. And reusables are launderable type coats, PPE. And the sharp demand has really come from, in terms of the mix of those two products, the reusable products. And as an example, within the last 60 days, we've all but depleted our inventory, which is a major inventory in about a 14,000-foot facility here we have in Quincy.
At 14,000 feet, I'm trying to picture, that's several football fields worth of size, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So what does one of your coats look like? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
If you take a typical house, it's about 2,600 feet to 3,000 feet. Be an average home, perhaps 3,500 feet. We're 14,000 feet of facility with just thousands and thousands of lab coats in it that have all been depleted in the last 60 days.
So what does one of these coats look like? Can you describe it for us?
Yeah, it looks like the PPE we offer is worn just like you would an outer lab coat. You'd see a doctor coat or nurse's type of smock. It's going to look like that, but it has protective qualities to it. And to make that clear, there's basically three types of coats servicing the medical community. And one is, at one extreme, is impervious. Impervious would be used in surgical. Typical applications would be in 55 to 65 degree operating room temperatures for those of your listeners who have been in that type situation, and that they're often covering you up during the procedure to keep you warm. The other extreme is nursing type uniforms or doctor uniforms, and they're typical lab coats made out of 65-35 polyester cotton blend. And in this case, they absorb. They can absorb blood. If they're in a patient encounter, they can absorb body fluids. And the market we're in is in between those two, which provides, it feels like a cotton coat when you wear it, cotton jacket when you wear it, but it has a fluorocarbon treatment finish on it, and it's made of 100% poly, but it's a breathable polyester designed just for its application specific. And so what it does is it protects the employee.
I was going to ask, what is again, a fluorocarbon? What does that mean, fluorocarbon
that's a,
coating?
That's a it helps repel liquids, aqueous liquids, which would be water-based, like blood, and other potentially infectious matter that comes off the human body. So that's it's a treatment to the process that's kind of bonded to the finish of our fibers. And these are it's very much an application specific type of garment. In other words, it's used in dental and mm-hmm. it's used in medical labs, and that's the application. You'd find it interesting that our coats, you had mentioned the region, but our coats are in about 1 in 10 U.S. dental offices in the country, in such leading names as the number one dental group in the entire United States, Heartland Dental, which has over 1,000 offices using Dentline, and also Midwest Dental, more to the north of us, Midwest would have 250 offices. So they use these products as well as layups. Examples there would be St. Mary's in Decatur, St. Francis up in Rockford area, Broman Memorial Medical Center, and the layups use us. So we've got a widespread nationwide from coast to coast all the way into Alaska with our products.
So you mentioned this is not for surgeons. It's not necessarily for just everyday nursing and doctor applications. It is worn more by lab personnel. Have you been hearing from those sorts of medical professionals or hospitals? What are you hearing from them about what they're seeing out there?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we're seeing, as caused by the pandemic, an increasing not only need for the protection, but an awareness to the need for the protection. And it's coming from nursing side. It's coming from anyone who has patient contact is now becoming more conscious of the fact that their polyester cotton coats absorb. They're not protective at all. They give a nice appearance. It's more appearance-driven. And the concern in the past has always been appearance. But when you come down to it, and many of those same people wearing those coats after work end up in a grocery store, walking up and down the aisles, and they're not treating it as PPE, which requires that it be laundered outside of the home, that type of requirement. And so ours is in that market in between, called incidental splash, to help the employee comply with OSHA standard. I hope I've answered your question.
No, yeah, you have. So talked a little bit about, you mentioned, a normal lab coat or hospital scrubs or something. Somebody might go run to the grocery store, at least in a different era, than we are in right now afterwards. But your product, this is something that you can't just take it at home and throw it in the washer in the basement, right?
No, they can be laundered in a home-style, laundromat-style washing machine. However, not in the home. It's a violation of OSHA to take them home. So ours are designed for commercial wash or can be laundered in a laundromat-style or home-style washer, but either at the facility or at a laundromat that takes this type of a product. Requires that they can deal with it in their facilities.
So tell me, how did you get started?
Sanitized. I'm sorry. I say our coats are designed to be sanitized, and to be more specific in dental, when you're dealing with the spatter coming from a patient's mouth, during perhaps an exam or cleaning of teeth, the hygienist, that spatter is about a 7-foot zone in which it can fly out of the mouth, the person's mouth, and you can see that up in the light. If it's not a covered light, most of them today are covered, and you'll see spatter marks up in the light area. It's flying out of the individual, and in our case, it does not absorb into the material. So it's designed so that it can be protect the employee entirely without absorbing into the material, and then can be removed safely after treatment and then laundered. And it is totally permissible under CDC guidelines for a dental office to launder internally. And a lot of them do it. It's a normal practice, but they need the ability to sanitize them, and our coats are bleach safe, so they can be sanitized regardless of color. Even our cuffs are bleach safe.
Sure. We're talking with Dennis Adams, owner of Deadline Uniforms in Quincy. His company makes PPE for medical personnel that goes beyond the cotton or disposable clothes that many hospitals have used, at least until about 2 months ago. Now with the COVID-19 pandemic, they've seen their demand increase. As a reminder, if you have questions or concerns about PPE availability here in Illinois, give us a call, 800-222-9455. Again, that number is 800-222-9455. Dennis, we've only got about 4 minutes left. I wanted to ask you, you say the last 60 days, in your words, have been frenzied. Tell us why is that?
Well, that's a good question. It began with the pandemic. It began with the virus and outbreak in China. And China is, just as with pharmaceutical products today, is a dominant manufacturer of disposable lab coats. And they have penetrated the U.S. Of the material made to make disposables, about 50% comes out of China. So they have converters, people who make it into lab coats, and the government stepped in. While in the U.S. we may only have one plant, and it's being occupied presently to make masks. In China, likewise, the same thing. They converted all those plants to making medical masks. And as such, they no longer made lab coats. So the availability of lab coat dried up overnight in the U.S. That's what triggered that one event, has triggered a complete shortage. And if you can imagine a lab who's standardizing on disposable lab coats, not understanding why can't I get lab coats, my normal supplier, they've literally been shut off. In the United States, it's a point we're totally dependent on China for our lab coat supply, disposable lab coat supply, and so we provide an alternative with the reusables, which is, if they'll examine it, if those that are using disposables examine it, is 1/50th the solid waste generation and 1/10th the cost if it's set up properly.
So now only a couple of minutes left. I wonder, what are you doing to keep your employees safe and try and keep meeting this demand? I understand that while your materials are U.S. sourced, this crisis is even hitting some of your sources.
Right. Well, we are what's classed an essential supplier because of the product we make. So we have in place the very first, early on, we put in place safe distancing within our company, and we practice repeated washing of our hands and so forth, and handling materials, and we're doing what we're being guided to by all the sources out communicating this information today.
And we only have about a minute left, so here. I just want to ask just briefly, you told one of our producers you think this pandemic will change how hospitals will handle PPE for nurses and doctors and lab techs in the future. Again, in about 30 seconds, what did you mean by that?
Well, what we're seeing is the transition from people having to wear PPE under the CDC and the OSHA guidelines, to people wanting to wear it and realizing they're not safe. And I've been tracking the market for 27 years, and it's rare you would hear a nurse or a doctor, a medical doctor, envision that he's going to wear, he or she is going to wear other than polycotton apparel. And all of a sudden, within the last week, I've set up a website for a 23 hospital location who wants their people to have access to these type of products. So it allows them to look at our inventory levels. It allows them to look at the products, so forth.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Dennis Adams, co-owner of Denline Uniforms out of Quincy, about the huge increase in demand for his company's PPE for doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel. Thanks so much for joining us, Dennis.
You're sure welcome. Thanks, Brian. Bye now.
As we continue to explore how the coronavirus is affecting our state and our country, we also want to be sure we're bringing you the latest guidance on what you can be doing to stay safe. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are now recommending the use of cloth face coverings and masks, especially in areas of significant community-based transmission. For more on the best mask practices, we called Peoria County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson, and we want to note that Monica pointed out, as Governor Pritzker has in his statements on this, that masks are not a substitute for social distancing. Maintaining at least 6 feet between yourself and others when you're in public is one of the best steps for avoiding transmission.
In addition, you should start wearing a face mask or a cloth covering over your mouth and nose while you are out shopping or picking up curbside food or at the pharmacy. This helps to prevent spreading the virus, even if you do not feel sick. If a face mask is unavailable, a cloth covering made at home could be used. The CDC website has step-by-step tutorial instructions and a video on how to make a mask from items you probably already have at home. Face coverings should fit snugly but comfortably against the size of your face, be secured with ties or ear loops, include multiple layers, and allow for breathing. Homemade masks should be able to be routinely laundered and machine dried without damage or losing their shape. Remember, children under 2 or anyone who has trouble breathing should not wear face coverings without assistance. When using a face mask, be careful not to touch your eyes, nose, and mouth, especially when removing the mask, and always wash your hands immediately after removing.
Again, that was Peoria County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson. What questions do you have about masks, social distancing, or keeping yourself, your family, and community safe? Record a voice memo. Be sure to include your name and hometown before your question. Email it to us at talk@21stshow.org. I'm Brian Mackey. Stay tuned to The 21st. We'll be back in a moment.